Welcome, everybody. We are going to be discussing over the next few chapters the human resource management in specific to hospitality industry. Why is human resource management very important for the hospitality industry? Hospitality industry is primarily based out of intense labor-centric industry. It's a service industry, so there are a lot of people-to-people contact, which happens. And there are people at every level. So you have a person who does pot wash in the kitchen. That's also a human resource. To the general manager of a hotel, he's a human resource. All levels are different. You require engineering department where engineering happens. That's a different set of skill sets which you require. In the kitchen, you require a different set of skill sets. In housekeeping, you require a different set of skill sets. In front office, you require a different set of skill sets. In the service, food and beverage service, you require a different set of skill sets. It's, so hospitality, human resource management is a very dynamic subject. And it lines up becoming the backbone of the industry. So let us know the key objectives. So objectives of what we are going to be studying is the history and evolution of the human resource management. Evolution and meaning of human resource management. So when I speak about when we get to the part of the history of human resource management, we will delve into when human resource management became a very important factor. So in hospitality industry, people speaking to people. Your customers are also people, and there's direct contact. There's a human-to-human contact. So a person has to be highly motivated at all given points of time. We will also go through the concept and trends that shape the human resource management. The nature of human resource management in the hospitality industry. And to sum it all up, it's basically human resource management is everything to every industry, basically. It's a key term. HRD is a key term. Human resource development is a key term. Without human resources, no business can function. And even in the days of AI, human resources is going to be a very important aspect. Only thing different would be the way the human resources is trained. The structure of our presentations will be introduction and meaning of human resource management, the concept of human resources, the current trend shaping human resource management, and human resource management in hospitality. Introduction and meaning of human resource management. Let's get to the first. What does the hospitality industry contain of? Hotels, restaurants, catering establishments, outdoor catering, indoor catering, in the travel industry, your travel agent, your airlines, your ticket booking counters, your people at the airports, every portion of the service industry, the tourism industry. And it's also very important to understand that it is primarily the biggest source of manpower utilization in the world. Globally, the tourism industry, the business industry, which keeps traveling for their own business, are all using hospitality products at any given point of time. You know, you look at, you're going for a business somewhere, you have a business meeting somewhere, where you are having the meeting, you'll be drinking some water, some tea, coffee will be served, snacks will be served. That's all a part of hospitality. Hospitality is one of the oldest concepts in the world. So all that does is makes the role of HR, a very dynamic role. Its role is not only to acquire talent, to train talent, to develop talent, to motivate talent. Its role is also the backbone of any successful hotel, restaurant, Its role is of creating better standards. It's a key function. If you have a satisfied employee, if you have a happy employee, he will work harder to make sure that his customer is happy. So it's the backbone of functioning. It allows the resource to work in a, and get appreciated by not only, it's an instant gratification industry. So if you work well and you put up a good show for a customer, the customer himself thank you, gives you instant gratification as an employee. So the role of hospitality becomes, the role of HR becomes very, very, very key. Concept of human resources. Times change. Like times change, the human resource department has to constantly change. It's a continuous process. Every moment, every time there is progress, there is innovation. Not only is the line managers to be, you know, in tune with what the new trends of the industry is, but it is the responsibility of the human resource, the HR department, to get itself tuned to what the progress is happening, what innovations are happening. Taking those innovations and training and developing and your staff staff to even better those innovations. What is the main function of a human resource department? To go and identify talent, to acquire the talent, to attract the talent. Then once you've acquired the talent, to ensure that the training happens of the talent, to ensure that development happens of the talent, to ensure that the talent is kept within the system, retention happens with the talent. If a talent moves, gets trained by you and goes to another place, you spend a lot of money doing so. So you have to retain the talent, to create motivational environment for the talent. All that's a very important aspect of human resources. Success of any hospitality organization is the quality and quantity of the staff which it has, the human resource which it has. Now, I may have a highly qualified gentleman as my general manager, but if he's unable to inspire talent to flourish, he will be a failure. Hospitality, human resource is a very important aspect in that dimension. So it's not only the quality, but it's also the quantity, because you require staff everywhere. A very talented chef alone in a kitchen cannot work for 20 hours and cater to an entire restaurant alone. He requires commis 1, commis 2, commis 3, sous chefs. He requires pot wash. He requires people for cleaning. So that's the role which we mean. So it is a team building portion of human resources which also takes place. So the quantity also is very important. A lot of trends which influence human resources. One, the first one is globalization. Now globalization is where the world's, due to the advent of the internet and a well-traveled customer, globalization has become a factor. So not only your staff has to be trained and to accept globalization as a common factor, but your staff also is very globalized on his own. So there are virtually no boundaries left. So trends move not only from region, but they move from countries to countries. So globalization is a major challenge, and keeping up with globalization is a major challenge. Major trend also. Then there is competition. What is the competition doing? Yeah, the more the competition comes, the more the scarcity of resources in terms of human resources. The more the scarcity of trained staff. The more the scarcity of quality staff. Competition in not only happens in terms of customers, for a hospitality organization, but it also happens in terms of employees. So competition becomes a major trend in shaping human resources. Then there is technology. Technology is advancing to a level which is unbelievable. I mean, no one thought AI would be possible 10 years ago. In 10 years, we've reached AI. Artificial intelligence is already started playing a role, but it's going to play a bigger role in the hospitality industry. Now, that does not mean that human resources is put on the back burner. Everything doesn't happen with artificial intelligence. Now, you have to train your staff in technology, to adapt to technology, not take it as a threat for its job. So that technology being the trend is also a threat in human resource development. Then demographics. Where is your hotel located? Where is your restaurant located? If you are located in a far-reaching area within villages where you create a leisure hotel, finding staff and retaining staff becomes a very important aspect. You've got staff from outside, but there is nothing else to do when the staff has finished his work. What is the entertainment for the staff? So demographics becomes very important. Economic conditions of your staff also becomes very important. What is the nature of the work which you are giving the staff? Like I said, it's highly labor-centric industry, but the nature of work is very important. And what is the selection process of the staff? That is going to make your organization successful. So now, human resource now plays different roles. It's got a strategic role. Attracting the right kind of people for the right kind of job. You have to strategically, where you are placed, how do you strategically get the staffing, like I just said. It's got an advisory role. The advisory role is a very important aspect. Because human resource department is the one which interacts with all the staff at all the time. So taking feedback and getting that feedback into an advisory position to the management is a very important aspect. Labor relations. Creating labor relations, if you have unions, relationship with the unions, that would depend on the size of the organization, size of your hotel. So you have to create labor relations, keeping yourself up to date to the legal laws, legal compliances, your PF, your ESIC, keeping up to date with with all your welfare schemes which you've taken out for your staff, with birthdays, everything. So you create relationships. And then there are, every country has got its own legal compliance. Certain places, in India, even states have got their different kinds of legal compliances. There are contract labor laws state by state. There's minimum wages different in each state. All those, that has to be taken care of. So what are the primary roles that the department is divided into? Recruitment. Finding the right talent and hiring the right talent, very important primary role. Training, one of the most important roles. Finding talent, hiring the right talent, but training the talent to be an asset to your organization is also very important. You just can't take the talent and put it somewhere and see that if the talent works. Don't put them in the sea. You have to train them. It's give you an example, a cricket team, you get, in a cricket team, you get different talents. They're all talents, you recruited them into your team. But if you don't train them, constantly train them, upgrade them, their talent becomes useless after a period of time. Then you have an administrative work. Administrative work is what shifts people are doing, are they all working on time, are they... all the paperwork which you have to do for them, you have to take exit interviews, you have to do a lot of administrative work. And you have to do a lot of welfare activities. See, the key in a hospitality industry is the human resource is motivated at all given points of time. Now, how do you keep a person motivated at all given points of time? A pot wash guy is just coming in and doing pot wash now. A busboy in a restaurant just clearing our tables. But he's interacting with the guests. How is he motivated to do that day in, day out, doing the same work? So you have to create welfare activities for them. Celebrate staff birthdays, do a employee of the month, employee of the year, do picnics, have your insurance for all your employees, group insurance and for their families. Hospitality industry is the only one where providing accommodation becomes a must because people come from far away places to work in a hospitality. Doing that, creating motivational exercises at all points of time. Not only that, you have to ensure that there is a hierarchy of growth, otherwise the person will get demotivated very quickly. So your promotions and your larger organization transfers. So you have to look at all those aspects. Then you have your industrial relations, which you have to maintain with all the other hotels. Like I said, it's a close-knit industry also. It's a rapidly growing close-knit industry. And you have to take care of your legal matters. Are you following all compliances, PF compliance, ESIC compliance? Do you have a license for contractor labor if you're using contract labor? All those aspects, your statutory compliances become very important aspect. Like I explained, this is a very dynamic industry. Things change pretty quickly here. It's a very complex industry because there are various types of departments, different departments, you require different skills. So complexity becomes even, it's complex. So there is a distinctive approach which needs to be used to employ and develop a highly committed and capable workforce. You need a very committed, capable workforce. First of all, it's very labor-centric. Like I said, it's a labor-centric industry. A front office, front office guy stands for 9 hours a day behind the counter. A waiter never gets to sit. You have to keep them committed, capable, keep making them more capable. You have to give them a growth path. Your bellboys are carrying luggages all throughout the day. So you have to keep developing them so that they can keep progressing and you can progress and they become committed to you. Money is not the only thing. Now you pay them well, that's a different, that's one aspect of it. Once you pay them also, you have to constantly motivate them. Make them belong to the business. That's a key role of HR. If they belong to the business, HR department has been very successful. They own the business. They come up with suggestions for the business. It's to improve. They are doing a fantastic job. You know, this is an industry where it's people-centric. People, great people. People serve people. So the industry is highly sensitive to people's needs, their desires, not only the customers, internal customers are your employees. It is the largest source of revenue generation industry in the world in terms of foreign exchange. People travel from one area to another. Hospitality services sector generates foreign exchange earnings. It is the highest manpower employment in the world, 8% and more, kind counting. And it is a very demand driver of the industry, almost divides the tourism industry. No one will travel to a place where there's no place to stay, there's nothing there. So it's a very important aspect in hospitality services. The key features of hospitality services are what? It's highly seasonal. Everything has to be kept in mind in terms of that. There are off seasons and on seasons. Your summertime when it's very hot, it's normally off season. Different regions have their different seasons. A hill station will work in summers. A leisure destination, which is not in a hill station in a desert, will work only in winters. In fact, it will be empty during summers. Then it is also highly weekly business also. On a weekday, if you are a leisure destination, you will not get any business. On a weekend, it will be full. Especially if you are a leisure destination close to a major city. The city business is completely opposite to that. Weekdays, it will give you high business, and weekends it will give you low business. But no matter what, it's highly labor-intensive business. You need a person everywhere. You need a doorman standing at the door to greet the guest when he's coming in. You need security guards outside. When they come in, and you need somebody everywhere, bellboy to hold the luggage, front desk to check in, person to accompany the guest to to his room. And it's fragmented. So these are the key features of the hospitality industry. Now, because these are the key features, and it is a business which primarily deals with what? People. Tourists, people from different lands, people coming from different countries, different dialects, different cultures, different religions, and different beliefs. So your person, the person who is serving the person cannot have biases. You have to ensure that biases move out of the system. So HR plays a very key role because they have to train people to handle everything. You cannot have a cultural bias, you cannot have a race bias. You can't say, I will not serve this person because of his surname. It doesn't work in the hospitality industry. Biases have to be eradicated from, otherwise the organization will not work. People won't come. Attitudes and behaviors are very important. Hospitality industry has the greatest assets. It's called human assets. And humanity is the key. Human assets are the key. And human resource is responsible for not only attracting, engaging, developing, retaining. It's a major responsibility of the hospitality, of the human resource department to retain its staff. See, once you've attracted a particular staff, you've hired that staff, you trained the staff to do particular jobs, you created a growth path for the staff, you've done motivational exercises, you've done all your other aspects, you've created a good atmosphere. If you don't retain the staff, all the money you spent on the staff to build up the staff is gone, waste. So retention is a very important aspect. HR departments are the backbones of the industry. With that, I'd like to thank you for this for your time. When we get into details in every other chapter, we will go through all aspects of human resources. Thank you very much.